Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 79.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Russell. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Russell.
Let's pray. Dear God, you have shown us what you want of us, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly before you each day. Lord, we ask that everything that we do today will be in a manner that glorifies your name in every way. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Torbett is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for June 17th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Torbett moves that the journal for June 17th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it and the journal stands approved as written. Members, we have, I don't know if I see our nurse for the day. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 148, an act to allow law enforcement agencies to disclose or release recordings for process, suspect, identification, and apprehension, or to locate a missing or abducted person. And the following resolutions duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Joint Resolution 820, a joint resolution honoring the life and memory of Arlie Franklin Culp, Jr., former member of the General Assembly. House Joint Resolution 1015, a joint resolution providing for the confirmation of Christopher J. Ayers as Executive Director of the Public Staff of the North Carolina Utilities Commission.
Chapter bills will be noted. What purpose does the gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise?
For a motion.
Gentleman has the floor to state his motion.
I move that House Bill 607 be removed from today's calendar, being placed on the calendar for Thursday, June the 20th.
Without objection, it's ordered. For what purpose does the gentleman from Iredell, Representative Fraley, rise?
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
You have the floor to speak. And members, if you please give your indulgence for this point of personal privilege. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. We're very pleased today to have the state 4A baseball championship team here from Mooresville, North Carolina. To honor them, I'd like to say, whereas the Mooresville High School Blue Devils won this year's 4A baseball state championship after defeating the Corinth Holders High School Pirates during the best of three series on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, and whereas the Blue Devils championship is the first ever in Mooresville High School's history, and whereas the Blue Devils finished the 2018-2019 baseball season with a 25-9 overall record under the tutelage of Coach Jeff Burchett, now therefore the Mooresville High School men's baseball team and coaching staff deserve to be honored for a successful season. I ask for your support of the resolution.
And without objection, the resolution will be spread across the journal. And members, upon motion of Representative Fraley, we are happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the Mooresville High School Blue Devils baseball team. You would stand up, please, so we can welcome you. Committee reports. The clerk will read.
Representatives Fraley and Hastings, Education University Committee report. Senate Bill 225, repeal tuition surcharge, favor and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Bills reported favorable and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 500, House Committee Substitute, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make certain modifications to the implementation of advanced math courses offered when practical for grades 6 and higher. Respectfully, Sir Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, this is pursuant to the message from the Senate on June 17, 2019, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 500, House Committee Substitute, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make certain modifications to the implementation of advanced math courses offered when practical for grade 6 and higher. The President Pro Tem appoints Senator Smith, Chair, Senators Ballard, Horner, and Tillman on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sir Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Calendar. Members, we only have two local bills before us today, and I'll give you just a few seconds, but is there any objection to them being grouped? Seeing none, the clerk will read. Senate Bill 30 and House Senate Bill 235 will be grouped.
Senator Ford, Senate Bill 30, a bill to be entitled an act extending the contract date for agreement between Stanley County College and Stanley County jointly erect buildings for property owned by Stanley County College. Senator Jay Alexander, Senate Bill 235, a bill to be entitled an act granting municipalities in Franklin and Nash counties the authority to address abandoned structures in the same manner as municipalities in larger counties. General Assembly of North Carolina enact.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none. Question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 30 and Senate Bill 235 on their second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and Senate Bill 30 passes its second reading, and Senate Bill 235 passes its second reading. Without objection, will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 30 and Senate Bill 235 on their third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it and the bill is passed. Senate Bill 30 will be returned to the Senate for concurrence, and Senate Bill 235 will be enrolled. Upon motion of Representative Quick from Guilford County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Crystal Gregory, assistant principal at Fuquay Varina High School, and her children, Addison and Caden Gregory. Are the Gregories here with us? You'd stand. We'd love to welcome you. Thank you for coming to see us at the General Assembly. Upon motion of the member from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, The chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Vicki Kidwell, wife of Representative Kidwell. Ms. Kidwell, if you'd stand up, we'd love to represent you, recognize you. And as a point of privilege from the chair, Ms. Kidwell, thank you for coming. I understand this is to celebrate Representative Kidwell's birthday, but I think you're the one who deserves the present for putting up with him all this time. And I believe that you have been entitled and earned the privilege of getting a swimming pool. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, arise?
Madam Chair, to speak on the recent comments by the chair.
You have the floor to not disparage the chair.
No intention to disparage the chair, but thank you for your input on that very tenuous subject. Also, if I may speak to a point of personal privilege.
You have the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm privileged and honored to have a mother-in-law who lives in Florida, and she has been actually the stepmother to my wife and has treated her very much like her own daughter, Miss Jackie Sidlar. She is just one of the most supportive people that you can find, and I wanted to today wish her a happy 80th birthday.
Members, on motion of the representative from Wayne, Representative John Bell, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies to Ms. Reagan Perry, who is an honorary page today. She is the daughter of Senator Jim Perry. And Reagan, I understand, is off to the side here. Reagan, would you stand and wave at us? Senator Perry's daughter. Thank you for joining us. For what purpose does the gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise?
For an announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, the Judiciary Committee will meet tomorrow at 10 o'clock, room 544. There are 6 bills to be heard. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Turner, rise?
Moment of personal privilege.
You have the floor for a moment of personal privilege.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Earlier today, I texted my mother because it's her birthday. She's unavailable for a phone call because she's traveling. Her response to me was, couldn't I get a proclamation for my birthday? I'm sorry to my mother, I could not do that, but I do want to wish my mother a very happy birthday and safe travels.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, rise?
A moment of personal privilege.
You have the floor for a moment of personal privilege.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. It's with sadness that I announce the passing of Billy H. Manning. Billy was a World War II veteran, and he was an original member of the famed 555 Triple Nickers Airborne Division. Billy also served as police chief of the town of Spring Lake for a number of years, and he served 2 terms as mayor for the town of Spring Lake. And I look forward to presenting a representative statement in the near future. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, arise?
Thank you, Madam Speaker, for a moment of personal privilege.
You have the floor for a moment of personal privilege.
Thank you. I would like for all of you to help me celebrate Representative Queen. His birthday is today, and I call him Queenie, but it is Representative Queen's birthday today. Thank you.
Members, we have additional committee reports. Committee report, the clerk will read.
Representative McNeil, Pensions and Retirement Committee report, Senate Bill 123, Portability of Leave, Charter Schools, Favor and Referred to Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House.
Bills on the favorable calendar and referred to Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representatives Adams and Henson, Wildlife Resources Committee report, Senate Bills 262, Union Prohibits Certain Hunting Acts, favorable House Committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and refer to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, House Committee substitute, re-refer to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. For all purposes, the gentleman from... Okay, I'm sorry. From the representative from Mecklenburg, Representative Clark, arise. Sorry.
No problem. A moment of personal privilege, please.
You have the floor.
Thank you. I stand today to honor the victims and survivors of the mass shooting at Mother Emanuel Church that happened on June 17th, 2015. 9 African Americans were murdered by a gunman during their evening prayer service. Among the victims, known as the Emanuel Nine, were Cynthia Hurd, the sister of the former Senator Malcolm Graham, and Ethel Lee Lance, the mother of my friend, the Reverend Sharon Risher. Please keep the families of the Emanuel Nine in your heart and prayers on this painful 4th anniversary.
The lady from Durham is recognized to... For what purpose does the lady from Durham seek recognition?
Thank you. Do speak a point of personal privilege?
You have the floor for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you. Members, you may have read in the paper this weekend in the News and Observer of the very, very tragic passing of Dr. Charles Vanderhorst, Chapel Hill. This morning was his funeral at the synagogue in Durham, and they announced at the beginning of the funeral his body has been recovered. For those that you do not know of Charlie Vanderhorst, he was a man larger than life. He was a doctor at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He began his career with the AIDS epidemic, treating people who had the most vulnerable infectious diseases. He traveled worldwide helping those people. And when he retired in 2015, his retirement was to open up a free clinic here in Wake County to help people with hepatitis B. Not only was he exceptional at his medical field, but he was an activist. He was down here often speaking on social issues, speaking on medical care for all. Dr. Vanderhorst was an amazing athlete. He was a triathlete. He was a marathon runner. And last week, he was swimming a 120-mile swim in the Hudson River in New York. It was a bridge-to-bridge swim. And on Friday, he was getting in his last leg of a 15.7-mile swim. I used to swim with Charlie. And the one thing I'll say about him, he never had a finish line. He pushed and pushed and pushed. And as they said in his service today, his heart was as big as the universe. And he gave all of that heart to everyone who was suffering. And so in honor of Dr. Charlie Vanderhorst and his wife Laura, his daughters Anna and Sarah, I commend this tribute to him. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, arise?
For an announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. State and local government will meet tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. in room 1228. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Davie, Representative Howard, arise?
To make an announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Finance Committee will meet at 8:30 a.m. in room 544.
For purposes, gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, rise.
For an announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, tomorrow, the House Committee on Agriculture will meet from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in room 643 for discussion purposes only on the Farm Act. As many of you may know, there's some provisions there that interest a lot of you people. For those members who are not on House Ag Committee, I invite you, if you would like to attend this discussion meeting, to have your voice heard or express any concerns about any of the provisions that is in the Farm Act, please feel free to come. It will be a proposed committee substitute for what was passed out of the Senate last night. That proposed committee substitute will be published online according to our rules, and so you'll be able to see that PCS before you attend the meetings tomorrow.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Friedel, rise?
For an announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Friends, just a heads up that we are planning a regulatory reform meeting for this Thursday at our regular time. There'll be more information with the bill listings coming out tomorrow. Thank you.
And for what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, seek recognition?
Somebody turn my mic off. Point of personal privilege.
You have the floor for a point of personal privilege.
I'd like to invite all members to my office after session today, 2213, where my LA has made a whole lot of cupcakes. I'll need your help eating. So come celebrate my birthday and have some cupcakes.
Further, notices and announcements. For what purpose is the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, rise?
Announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
House Democrats will caucus at 345 in room 1425.
Further, notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Lewis is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 19th at 3 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Bell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 19th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and we stand adjourned.
On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 420, NC Service Members Civil Relief Act, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary. Serial referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 429, Utilities, Water, and Wastewater Consumption, is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary, recommitted to the Committee on Regulatory Reform. The serial referral to Rules remains. And again, that's Senate Bill 429. And Senate Bill 466, EDPNC Modifications, withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce, recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative statement, the clerk will read.
That's 466, right?
A representative statement honoring the Mooresville High School men's baseball team, 2019 4-8 baseball state championship. Whereas the Mooresville High School Blue Devils won this year's 4A baseball state championship after defeating the Corinth Holders High School Pirates during the best of three series in campus of University of North Carolina at Greensboro. And whereas the Blue Devils championship is the first ever in Mooresville High School's history. And whereas the Blue Devils finished the 2018-2019 baseball season with a 25-9 overall record under the tutelage of Coach Jeff Burkett. Now, therefore, the Mooresville High School men's baseball team and coach staff deserve to be honored for a successful season. A witness whereof the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 18th day of June, 2019, submitted by Representative John Fraley, James White, House Principal Clerk.
Representative Elmore and Horner, Representative Elmar Horn and Johnson are recognized to send forth the Education K-12 Committee Report, Senate Bill 391, Expand Youth Internship Opportunities, favorable to the House Committee Sub, unfavorable to the Senate Committee Sub, and re-referred. The Senate Committee Sub will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 391 will be re-referred to the Committee on Commerce. Representative McNeil is recognized to send forth the Pensions and Retirement Committee Report, Senate Bill 399, Rehire High-Need Teachers, favorable House Committee Sub, unfavorable Senate Committee Sub number 2, and re-referred. The Senate Committee Substitute Number 2 will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 399 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Elmore, Horn, and Johnson are recognized to send forth an additional Education K-12 Committee report. Senate Bill 392, Superintendent may approve charter facility bonds. Favorable to the House Committee Sub, unfavorable to the Senate Committee Sub, and re-referred Senate Committee Substitute placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 392 re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth a committee report, the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee. Senate Bill 466, EDPNC modifications, favorable. Senate Bill 466 will be counted pursuant to Rule 36B for 619. And Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth an additional committee report for the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee. House Bill 483, let them spawn. Favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable to committee substitute number 1. Committee substitute number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 483, calendar 36B for 619.